Happy New Year, all of our Channeled Wisdom members. I am so happy that you have joined us into this new year of January 2021. And I'm going to pass this over to Grace to give you your message starting out this new year. So let's bring Grace in. So Grace comes in like a ball of energy, and this ball of energy is around her is this white gown, white light, white, it's almost like a glow of light, glow of energy around her. And she says, I come in this way, she says, because I want to give everyone clarity into this new transition. And when she's talking transition, it's into the new month, into the new year. So many in your universe, so all the people, have been complaining and they have been in a negative role energetically throughout your last year, so 2020. Everyone, she says, or a majority of people have been wishing to move forward into this new transition into the new year. But I want to give you some clarity and shed some light on that for everyone. I want you all to understand that yes, it is a new month, it is a new year, and as we transitioned back a few weeks back energetically, switching in signs into a level of air sign, she says, that also lightened things up. But I want you all to understand that things don't just transition and change by themselves. You have to be willing to step forward and move forward in transition, into opening up. Just because it's a new day, a new year, it's wonderful for the mindset to help transition the mindset. But your physical body, your momentum in life need to match that vibration. So just because you move into the new year doesn't mean everything's going to go away. It does set yourself up mindset energetically for change. But I want you to take a look at what you experienced last year. And I want you to see it as everyone was in a cocoon. Everyone was starting to really connect with themselves. And it was a period for connection within themselves, redefining your life. And I want you all to take a look at that. What transpired throughout the year? Where did things cause triggers in your life? Why did you feel so unsettled at times? And I hope you still found joy throughout last year as well, too. Because this year is not just about transformation. But it's everything that you learned last year that made you uncomfortable. You now have the opportunity to open up energetically, to come out of that cocoon and feel that discomfort, to feel that vulnerability. Because things aren't going to disappear. And I don't want to come in sounding like a downer. But I want to come in with truth and clarity to set every single one of you up for a level of confidence, a level of understanding your worth, your self-esteem, your connection to the universe. And it does start in mindset, but you must take action on it. You must not forget those triggers, those feelings, the unsettledness that you experienced last year. And you must not forget it, because in order for you to push forward, you have to switch that energy, that vibration from what you felt into transitioning it into a new light, a new vibration, a higher frequency, a different level of motivation. And if you can do that, that's where you're going to see the success. You're going to see the clarity, and you're going to see the transformation within yourself. It's time to start your chapter, the book that you've always wanted to write. You are the author of your life. You have the choice of how you want to write your chapters, because even though everything that went on last year, you still had the choice, and your life was based on your decisions. And now it's still based on your decisions, but make better choices. Do things that serve you, that fill you up, but serve one another. Reconnecting with yourself was one of the toughest things anyone in humanity could have done last year. And there are people that are still in that mode, and that's okay. But allow yourself to come out of that cocoon. Allow yourself to feel nourished, to feel the sunshine, the rain, the air, the snow, the wind, whatever that comes through where you are at. Feel it. Reconnect with nature. Let your body, your energy, reconnect with the universe. Find love and beauty all around you. And when things are uncomfortable, allow yourself to take that as a learning lesson so you can transition forward in your journey. You are here for a purpose. You are love. You are light. You are brilliant in your own way, and you are unique, and no one else can be you, and nor should they be you. So take this time to move forward, to find momentum, to send yourself the love that you deserve within your inner soul. And keep moving forward, no matter how tough it may be, no matter how easy it may be. Keep moving forward with those lessons, and that will help you grow. We are always here to support you, and we will always love you. Don't forget to love yourself. So Grace blows everyone kisses. Thank you for that beautiful message, Grace. And we will talk to you all next month. Take care.